Help all kids learn and grow with PBS Kids. Thank you for supporting your PBS station.
Word up, it's Word Girl. Word up, it's Word Girl. Flying at the speed of sound, vocabulary that sounds from the final lexicon. Watch her villains, here she comes. Faced with a catastrophe, we need the living dictionary. Her superior intellect keeps the crime world in check.
Listen for the words precipitation and meteorologist.
It's been raining in the city all week, and tomorrow is the annual end of the picnic season picnic.
Catch it?
Oh, I hope they don't cancel it.
Now take another step apart. Good, Bob. Be the egg. Bob and I are getting really good at the egg toss. We're gonna win that event this time.
Hey, you two! Those eggs are for throwing! I need those to make egg salad sandwiches for the picnic!
If there is a picnic... Dad, if it rains tomorrow, do you think they'll cancel the picnic?
Hate to break it to you, but probably. Remember last year when it rained at the Arbor Day parade?
Sad clown.
The parade floats were actually floating.
Good one, honey.
Oh. And that concludes our investigative report on the secret of winning first place at picnic egg toss competitions.
Oh, no.
Now, to find out if there'll be any precipitation for tomorrow's end of the picnic season picnic, we go to weatherman and meteorologist Sunny Days. Hello, Sunny.
Great egg toss tips. I actually know a lot about eggs since I'm such a big... ham?
He is a ham. So can we expect sun, Sonny?
Of course, before I get to the weather, I always like to say happy birthday to some good folks and loyal viewers. Big birthday wishes to Grandpa Ming. He's 78 years young today. And happy birthday to Reuben Grinder, celebrating his 55th year on this planet.
Yum! I'm getting hungry just thinking about his fancy, tiny sandwiches.
Today is my birthday. Say my name on TV, Mr. Weatherman.
And birthday wishes go out to Edith Von Hoosinghaus. Happy 44th birthday, Edith. Again, just playing. She's actually 68 today.
He better say it's my birthday.
And finally, I can't forget to say happy birthday to one of the most adorable young ladies in town.
Oh, boy. He's gonna say it. Me. It's my birthday. Mine.
Happy birthday to...
Violet Heaslip. Now let's take a look at the weather
and find out if tomorrow we'll be outside enjoying a picnic or stuck inside because of precipitation.
It's my birthday today, and he didn't say happy birthday to me. It's my birthday.
You can tell by all the water that was falling from the sky the last couple of days that our town has seen a lot of precipitation.
But tomorrow, the annual end of the picnic season picnic day is going to start off sunny and beautiful.
No rain.
Yeah. Sunny Days is my favorite meteorologist.
But then...
we'll see some precipitation starting in the late morning.
Oh. Negative.
But then in the afternoon, just in time for the picnic...
What's it gonna be?
Just tell us, I can't stand the suspense!
The weather will be... don't mind the loud crashing noise. We're just having some technical difficulties. Excuse me, giant young lady? What are you doing?
Today is my birthday! Mine!
What a time for technical difficulties!
I wonder what happened.
I predict there's a storm coming. A birthday girl storm. Mom, Dad, Bob and I are going outside to practice the three-legged race.
Okay, I'll keep you posted on any precipitation news.
Becky! What is precipitation?
Precipitation is any form of water that comes from the sky and falls to the ground. For instance, rain and snow are two kinds of precipitation.
What about hail? Is that precipitation too?
Yes, it is.
Oh, that's interesting. Thanks, Becky.
Later, Birthday Girl storms through town with sunny days in the palm of her hand.
You seem like a nice young lady and very strong for your age. Could you please tell me what you plan on doing with me?
It's my birthday, and you're going to go on my TV channel and show my picture and tell everyone it's my birthday.
Oh, is that what this is all about? You just want me to mention your birthday on TV.
Yes.
That's no problem at all.
Is it?
No. I just need to see your birth certificate so I know that today is your real birthday, and I'll be happy to say your name.
I told you today is my birthday.
Yes, but I can't announce a birthday without proof. It's against the meteorologist code.
Meteorologist code?
Yes.
Meteorologist code?
Yes.
Today is my birthday!
That picnic better not be canceled. No one can beat me in the sack race.
Oh, that's right, son. Hey, is Sunny Days back on TV yet? Can you imagine a world without weather forecasters? Or dare I say, without the entire science of meteorology? Woo! Let's hope Sunny Days is back on the air soon.
You got that right, partner.
Meanwhile, on Birthday Girl's rooftop newsroom...
And after a nice tea party, all of Eileen's friends gave her lots and lots of presents. Now, to hear more about Eileen's birthday, here's meteorologist Sunny Days!
It's pronounced... meteorologist.
Are you ready to do your job and tell everyone it's my birthday?
Sunny Days is always ready to do the weather, that is. After all, I'm a meteorologist. Lately, we've been having a lot of precipitation. This occurs when the air...
Stop talking about the weather and tell everyone it's my birthday!
Leave Sunny Days alone, birthday girl.
Word girl? Who invited you? A cute monkey. Give me a hug. Now!
Listen, birthday girl. Everyone's waiting to hear if it's going to rain for tomorrow's end of the picnic season picnic. So you have to let Sunny Days go.
No, not until Sunny Days tells the whole world that today is my birthday.
I told you, I'm not going to break the meteorologist code.
The what now?
The meteorologist code. A meteorologist is honest and would never report something that wasn't true. And I don't think today is that girl's birthday.
Every day is my birthday!
See? See? That's not how birthdays work.
Come on, Huggy. Let's put an end to this party.
What's going on out there?
Easier just to say it's her birthday?
I told her I'm not going to break the meteorologist code.
Oh, right. Come on, Sunny. We've got to go help the... What's wrong? Wait, are you afraid of flying? Perfect. Terrific. I'm tied to a meteorologist, which means I can't help my sidekick, and we haven't even practiced for tomorrow's three-legged race. But it's not like any of that matters, because it looks like it's going to rain tomorrow, which means the picnic will be canceled. Huggy! No! I haven't found a new three-legged race partner! We were just...
Don't be sad, Captain Monkey Wonky. I'll be your partner.
Wow, that was really thoughtful, Eileen, but I think I better be Huggy's partner.
But if you promise not to turn into the giant green girl, I'll be your partner. It's against the meteorologist's code to leave someone out of a game.
A meteorologist, anyway. Is it someone who announces birthdays on TV?
First of all, it's pronounced meteorologist. And sometimes they announce birthdays, but that doesn't have anything to do with being a meteorologist. A meteorologist is someone
Excuse me, word girl. May I give the definition?
Oh, sure.
I mean, after all, who better than an actual meteorologist to define the word? If you're not gonna define it with word girl, that is.
Thanks. A meteorologist is someone who studies meteorology, which is a fancy word for the science of weather. In other words, a meteorologist is someone who studies weather. Back to you, word girl.
Thanks, Sunny. Now let's get you back to the newsroom so you can tell everyone what the weather will be for tomorrow's picnic. But if you want, you can tell me now.
I'm afraid I can't do that, word girl.
Against the meteorologist code?
No. I need to see my weather charts and maps so I know what the weather will be.
Right. Makes sense.
How are those scarves coming?
I've got 3 finished so far.
Great. We need to be prepared for any kind of weather.
Hi. Any news about the weather for the picnic tomorrow?
Not yet, Becky. Not yet. Have you seen my galoshes?
Did you check the galoshes closet?
Honey, I didn't. Sunny Days is back! I knew he wouldn't let us down.
Sorry about the little delay, folks.
Oh, that's okay, Sonny.
I won't keep you in suspense any longer. Whoops, maybe a little longer. We have breaking news. This just in, according to the birth certificate I'm holding, today really is a very special young lady's birthday. So a big happy birthday to Eileen.
Today, she really is a birthday girl.
Huh, imagine that. It really is her birthday. But what about the weather?
The weather for the end of the picnic season picnic is going to be
sunny and warm. No signs of precipitation at all.
Yeah!
Yay! Sweet pickle-lily, no precipitation!
I'll get the egg salad ready!
Thanks to Word Girl, Captain Huggy Face, and meteorologist Sunny Day's weather report, the annual end of the picnic season picnic will go on as planned. And so, loyal viewers, whether there is rain or snow or hail or any other kind of precipitation, be sure to watch the next electrifying adventure of Word Girl!
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome, and this is
May I Have a Word!
As usual, the player who correctly defines today's featured word will win a fabulous prize. Let's play!
May I have a word?
Yes, you may. Today's featured word is shatter. To give you a clue, here are some clips from Word Girl that show the meaning of the word. Huggy, what are you doing?
I'd like to answer the question, but Huggy shattered my buzzer. I mean, it's totally broken into pieces.
You're right about the definition. Shatter does mean to break into pieces. But, well, you didn't buzz in.
How could I have?
With your buzzer. Oh, right. Sorry. Judges, Emily did correctly define the word. Can we accept her answer? We can! Okay! Huh? Oh, this tie? Oh, no, it's not new. Well, I like your tie, too. Sure, you can borrow it. Congratulations, Emily! You are today's winner. Huggy, show her what she's won. An official Word Girl rope swing! That's it for today's episode. See you next time on
May I Have a Word! Word Girl!
Today's featured words are delay and captivated. It's a beautiful day in the city. The kind of day that makes you want to go outside and enjoy the fresh air and sunshine. So then, why is everyone inside watching TV?
Because it's time to play my fabulous new game show, Who Wants to Win an Enormous Amount of Money?
I do!
Me too!
We both do!
If you're just tuning in, I'll remind you how the game is played. Last week, I mailed everyone in the city a ticket with their own special 8-digit number. And at the end of the show, I'm going to read out the winning number. If your ticket has that number, you will win the enormous amount of money that is inside this suitcase. So let me ask you, folks, are you ready to hear the winning number?
We're ready!
I know you can't wait for me to tell you that winning number, so I'm going to tell you right after this commercial break. Stay tuned and don't go anywhere!
Salad to go, salad to go, delivering salad right to your home.
For the love of jelly beans, why must he delay?
I know, he's making it take much longer than it should.
Mom, Dad, you've been sitting here watching TV for the past 2 hours. You haven't paid any attention to anything else. Why are you so captivated by this show?
Ding, ding, ding. Because this is the greatest show in the history of television? Huh? Did I win?
That's right.
And all we have to do is watch TV and we can make money!
An enormous amount of money! Because Seymour Smooth is giving it away!
Seymour Smooth? Don't you remember?
Show's coming back on. Show's on. No more talking.
Seymour, please tell us that number right now and don't delay any longer.
Welcome back. Now, I'm sure you don't want me to delay any longer. I bet you're just itching to win all the money that's in this suitcase. Wow, that sure is an enormous amount of money.
I want it! Just please read that winning number, please.
All right, here we go. The winning number is... coming right up after this commercial break, so stay tuned and don't go anywhere!
Sweet mother of meringue, I can't take the suspense anymore!
Delay! Why can't he just tell us the winning number already? Why?
Yeesh. I'm starting to wonder, Bob. Why would Seymour want to delay reading the winning number?
Backstage at Seymour's TV studio...
Seymour here. I just wanted to see how our plan is coming along.
It's coming along great.
Are you robbing all the banks just like I told you to?
Yeah, it's so easy. We just walk right in and nobody's around to stop us.
Of course not, because everyone's at home watching my show, glued to their TVs, waiting to see if they've got the winning ticket. I've got them captivated. Little do they know, I'm going to delay announcing the winning number until you guys are done robbing all the banks in town.
It sure is a great plan! You sure are smart!
And handsome. Don't forget handsome.
Yes, you're very handsome, too.
Oh, that's awfully nice of you to say. Well, I've got to get back to the show. Keep robbing those banks.
You got it.
And we're back. I hope you're still excited to win that enormous amount of money.
Can't take any more excitement.
Who's here? Winning number?
The winning number is... 8 digits long and printed on one of your tickets. If you have a ticket, you might be the winner. So stay tuned. And also, don't leave the house or look out the window.
Salad to go. Salad to go.
Okay, there is definitely something suspicious going on here. Mom, Dad, is it okay if I step outside for a few minutes?
Did you say something, dear?
Wow, you sure are captivated by that show.
Huh?
Well, when you're captivated, you pay so much attention to something that you don't notice anything else.
Thank you. Okay.
All right.
Ugh. They're captivated, all right. I knew something was going on. While everyone is captivated by Seymour's show, someone robbed this bank. Let's not delay. We need to get moving right now and find out who's responsible for this. Word up! Huggy, this bank's been robbed too. Did you hear that? Somebody's already robbing another bank!
Whew.
Another bank is being robbed? Huggy, there must be robbers all over the city! We're going to need some help. You guys too? Is this whole city captivated by this show?
Why would we want to pay attention to anything else?
Because every bank in the city is being robbed. Just come outside for a second and you'll see.
Come outside? Then we might not hear the winning number.
I have to find those criminals and stop them. Word up!
Thanks for helping us out, Word Girl! We owe you one!
You're right, Huggy. That van is the
only car on the road. Aha! They went into the TV studio where Seymour is hosting his show. Let's not delay any longer.
There you go, Seymour. We robbed every bank in town.
Good work. Now start putting all the money in our getaway car. Welcome back to the show. I know you've been waiting and waiting to hear the winning number for a long, long time. So I'm sure you can keep waiting just a teensy bit longer. Don't go anywhere at all. Remain captivated by your televisions because I will be right back. Come on, guys, hurry up. We've got to get out of town before someone catches us.
There you are, Seymour.
Word girl.
You're never going to reveal the winning number, are you?
I am too.
Then please don't delay any longer.
Delay? Oh, what an interesting word. Whatever does it mean?
Really don't know what delay means?
I just can't remember. Would you please take the time to tell me the definition?
Fine. When you delay, you make something take longer than it should. You could have read the winning number hours ago, but you chose to delay and make everyone wait.
Oh, I see. Delay is the opposite of hurry up!
Exactly.
Great. Then I'm going to hurry up and announce the winning number. The winning number is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
I won!
Congratulations, Masked Man. This suitcase full of an enormous amount of money is all yours, whoever you are. Let's go.
Not so fast, Seymour.
What now?
These men are your brothers, aren't they? The ones who always help you commit crimes.
No.
I saw them carrying bags of money into the studio.
Then you know what else you're going to see? My gleaming white teeth. Zing! Brothers, this is the greatest day of my life. We stole all the money in town, and we got away from that pesky word girl. I'm so happy. I can't stop smiling.
No, Huggy!
Been blinded by my own bright white smile. Don't worry, guys. My eyesight is slowly coming back. And I don't see Word Girl anywhere. I guess we got away. We're home free. We're home free.
You're home, all right, but you're not free.
You picked up my car and dropped us in jail, didn't you?
Pretty smooth, huh, Seymour?
Now, let me guess. You're going to make us give back all the money we stole?
Even the enormous amount of money in this suitcase?
Oh, let's just keep that suitcase closed, shall we?
Hair gel and orange sport coats. I had a feeling there was no money in there.
Of course there wasn't. If I had an enormous amount of money, I wouldn't have had to steal money, now would I?
Well, Seymour, you may never get to spend an enormous amount of money, but there's one thing you will get to spend, an enormous amount of time in jail! It's good. It's good.
Salad to go, salad to go, delivering salad right to your home.
Becky, did you hear? There was no enormous amount of money. There wasn't even a little amount of money. We spent all day sitting on the couch watching TV, and it turned out to be a complete waste of time.
But we also learned about a wonderful new way to buy salad.
That's true!
2, 3, 4! Salad to go, salad to go, delivering salad right to your home. Come on, Becky. 2, 3, 4.
Salad to go.
Oh, sorry, I'll count it in.
Right, okay.
2, 3, 4. Salad to go,
salad to go,
delivering salad right to your home.
Salad to go.
And many more. Home.
Wait! Can someone please tell me how long I'm going to be in jail?
I'll tell you. Some other time.
No, no, please, don't.
Delay?
Yeah.
Sorry, but that's all the time we have for this episode. But I hope there won't be too long a delay before we're all captivated by another thrilling adventure of...
Word Girl, Word Girl, Word Girl.
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome, and this is the bonus round of...
May I Have a Word?
our returning champion will have a chance to play for even greater prizes on the bonus round.
Emily, you correctly defined the word shatter. You're ready to play the bonus round?
You bet.
Great. Take a look at these three pictures and tell me which one shows the definition for shatter. Give it a shot, Emily.
I'm gonna go with number one. Mr. Big's golf club has clearly shattered a hole in the window.
That's correct. You're our bonus round winner. Show her what she's won, Huggy. An official Word Girl tub of chocolate pudding.
Save some pudding for me.
That's our show. See you next time on
May I Have a Word.
Want more Word Girl? Watch your favorite episodes and test your word power on PBSKidsGo.org. Want Word Girl's word power? Fly over to your local library. Tape not required. Word up!